Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope you will forgive a shotgun homily. I'd like to think it's a play in three acts, but that might be a little bit presumptuous. What I hope to do is think with you about what's happened to us today and what we'll share later on. First, I'm on table. The last couple of days I've been thinking of an incident that happened while I was working in Rome. My mother and her older sister came to visit. I guess it was about more than 15 years ago, because John Paul II plays a role in it. And he was very open as a Pope to receiving people after doing mass. So I talked to some of my Polish friends and got a little insider leverage and managed to get Mom and Aunt Wynn there. And after mass, he came out and people stood in a semicircle and went around. No, I guess we went, he had a little chair that we went out in groups. And so I introduced him to my mother and I told him a little bit about Mom and all the saints and things to her, and she just was staring at him. I thought, I can't, she's usually not at a loss for words. So on the way down from the apartment, I said, why didn't you say something? And she said, Joe, all my life the Pope was over there. He was a picture. He was a name. He's sitting in front of me. And I didn't know what to say. And I think for us, all our lives, for those of us who've never been here before, Tiberias, Nazareth, all these places were names. They were names that, yes, excited something in us, but all of a sudden we're here. And we say, what does it mean for us? But I might take this to the second act, and that's St. Joseph, and an image of St. Joseph. You know, when I started working with a lot of Mexican families, I used to enjoy an image of the death of St. Joseph that many of them had hanging in their houses. Where St. Joseph is an old man in bed, and Mary's holding on to one hand, and Jesus is holding on to his other hand. But to show it's a good Catholic home, there's a crucifix on the wall. I enjoyed that image. I was a little annoyed by a common image you see of St. Joseph, especially in the Renaissance paintings of Italy. You see a beautiful nativity scene, but it's always Mary and the child. Joseph is over there asleep. He's an old man serving my grace. Then I realized that what they were showing was Joseph dreaming, like we heard at the beginning of the Gospel today. Dreams, especially in the ancient world, were a moment when a human being was totally open, couldn't put up any defenses. We know that from some of the dreams we have, right? Very nice dreams at times, we say, I wouldn't have chosen to dream. But for Joseph, it was a symbol of his openness and his trust in God. That he wasn't sure what the plan was, but he trusted that God was leading him. And so our celebration here today, perhaps if we have particular worries or cares in our families, we can think of Joseph and open ourselves as best we can, trusting that there is a plan, that it's God's plan, and it's good. Now what's going to happen this afternoon? Let me pull it all together for us. I remember a novel that I read in college that I enjoyed a lot, mainly because of the introduction to it. It's a rather forgettable novel otherwise. But the author tells you in the preface, in this story, I'm going to teach you how to make love stay. That's an interesting proposition. So I read the story. It was entertaining. But as I got to the end, I said, I didn't get that. And you turn the final page, and in his handwriting is printed inside the inside cover of the book. You probably missed my part. So I sure did. He said, how do you remember, how do you make love stay? remember two things. First, it's never too late to have a happy childhood. And second, he said this is the more important one, it's the mystery. It's the mystery. Once you think you know everything about the other person, once you think he or she is sort of your reward or your punishment in life, once you think you can predict everything he or she is going to say or do, your love will die. Because the mystery is gone. I don't know what that author believed about God or anything, but he had an insight into God and love. Because the only thing that we can say about love, about God, is that God is love. And so when we love authentically, we're touching on a mystery. And maybe that pulls it all together for us in these days. What we're doing is we're glimpsing the mystery. The mystery of God's love for us. And if we have the heart of little children, we're going to be fascinated by the mystery. That God so loved the world that he sent his only son. And in this time, it was forgotten in the backwaters of Galilee.